Wir holen da Mem Gimel, Nachman, hier on top. Postig says here when Bamid be Yutes Postig Gimel, the end. For Shochat Ois Solofonov, that you're supposed to shech the Poraduma in front of the Kain Godel. So the Moradashins, Shelo Yishchoit Acherisimo, you shouldn't make a Shchita, no other carbon with it. That's for Shochat Ois, only shech the Poraduma, and nothing else with it. So that was a Shalom before, is it a Tam, according to Reb Shimon? And there was a time because people shouldn't say you're making two paradumas, therefore a chamor is mutter. Or else the rabbanim say no, it's time to kosev, nothing else could be done with the paraduma. Then the pasuk says lefonov. V'shachat oisa lefonov. What does lefonov mean? Is the rav, according to rav, that says that the kohen gadol has to make the shechita. So what does lefonov mean? Shelo yisiach daiti mimenu. That the Kohen Gadol should not take away his das from the Paraduma to say that he has to watch the Paraduma. The person says, Lemishmeris, Lemenida, you have to watch it, should not become tummy. Lishmul, according to Shmuel Shita, Shmuel dashes from this posik of a Shochat Oiselophonov, Sheyehazar Shoichit, that a Zar could shech the Paraduma, V'Eliezer Roya, just the Kohen Gadol has to be there to see it. That's the posik, V'Shochat Oiselophonov, you shech the Paraduma in front of the Kohen Gadol. That's all. But not that the Kohen Gadol himself has to do it, just that another Zara, somebody else does it, and the Kohen Gadol just watches. That's the way Shmuel Dachshund is a Pasuk, V'shachat Ois Lefonov, like we had before. Then the Pasuk says, Pasuk Dalit, V'lokach Eliezer HaKohen Midoma B'Yetzbo, that the Kohen Gadol now takes from the dam in his hands. So with the Moradashin, V'lokach Eliezer HaKohen Midoma B'Yetzbo, L'Shmuel, according to Shmuel Shita, that Shmuel says, that the Shechita is done even with the Zahar, you don't need the Kohen Gadol. So it's very good now, this Pasuk, Lihadure Lelozer, that now the Pasuk is telling us that to take the Dam, to make the Zrikas Adam, you but not need the Kohen Gadol. That's why it's good what the Pasuk now says, Velokech Elozer HaKohen. The Pasuk before from Bishochat Oislofonov goes, anybody can make the Shechita, even a Zahar. Now the Pasuk says, no, from here you need the Kohen Gadol. The Rashi says, Velokech Elozer HaKohen. The Kabbalah's Doma, to receive the Dam, you need the Kohen Gadol. Is Lishmul the Trash of the Dayak Lafon of Loina? Shazar Kosh Lishchit. According to Shmuel, that says the Apostle before says that even a Zar could do the Shchit on the Paraduma. It's Rech Limichta, the Kabbalah's Dom Elozer. It has to say now by the Kabbalah's Adam, you need the Kohen Gadol. Lihadur Elozer, to put us back to the Kohen Gadol. The Kosa Volokach Midoma, the Apostle would have just said, Volokach Midoma, Havi Mashma, the Ashrechet Koi. Whoever made the Shechit, even a Zar, he could also make the Kabbalah Adam. Therefore, the Pasuk has to say now, Pasuk Dalin, V'lokech Elozer HaKohen, no, you but not need the Kohen Gadol. L'Rav, L'chur according to Rav, what do we need the Pasuk for? Rav learns that even the Shechit has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. So why does the Pasuk have to say again now that the Kabbalah Adam is with the Kohen Gadol? Pshita. If the Shechit was done with the Kohen Gadol, Pshita, the Kabbalah Adam has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says, L'Rav, true, have a miyat achamiyat. There's like two miyutim here. Like it's a second miyut to say, you badafka need the Kohen Gadol. There's the first miyut that says, v'shachat oisa lefonov, that he says, it means the Kohen Gadol has to shecht it. And now it says, v'lokach elozer HaKohen, again you need the Kohen Gadol. It's the miyut acha miyut. And the klal is, v'yein miyut acha miyut el l'rabbis. Whenever you have like two miyutim here, the second one is l'rabbis. What's l'rabbis? The afilu kohen hedyut. Interesting. That according to Rav, Bishas the Kabbalah Saddam, you don't need the Kohen Gadol. Even a Kohen Head, you could also make the Kabbalah Saddam. According to Rav, you only need the Shechita has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. But after the Shechita, the Kabbalah is kosher even with the Kohen Head. Zagrash el Rav. Nami diyoma Shechita belozor. Yehi, according to Rav, you need the Kohen Gadol to make the Shechita. So you have the Lemichta, the Kabbalah Lozor. It didn't have to say by Shas the Kabbalah, you need the Kohen Gadol. Vichikosa, when it says you need the Kohen Gadol, have a miyat achamiyat. Ulelezer v'loy acher v'yemiyat achemit el l'rabbis. You know what it means? Dafka l'rabbis. See, take a chumash with you also. Yeah. Emiyat elemiyat is l'rabbis. Therefore, according to Rav, the Pasuk Dalet is telling us v'lokach elozer HaKohen that lav dafka the Kohen Gadol, even a Kohen Hedyut could also make the Kabbalah Saddam by the Paraduma. Weiter. V'lokach HaKohen. Then Pasuk Vav says, V'lokach HaKohen eitz erez v'ezoi v'shnisalos. The Kohen, it says, has to take the wood, and the ezoi, the grass, the hyssop, and the shnisalos, the red piece of wool. V'lokach HaKohen eitz erez v'ezoi v'shnisalos. Is l'shmul, according to Shmuel Shita, that said what? that said that the Shas to Lekicha, V'lokach Alas before, means after the Kohen Gadol, so Leshmul, the Afilu B'Kohen Hedyit. It's telling us now, here even a Kohen Hedyit could do this. That was according to Shmuel, says Shechita is with the Zar. Then V'lokach the Kabbalah Sadam is after with the Kohen Gadol. And now Pasuk Vav is saying, V'lokach HaKohen, Lav Davka the Kohen Gadol, any Kohen now could take the eighth Erez and the eighth Rosh Nisalas and throw it to B'Toyach Sreifa Sapporah. L'Rav, what do you do according to Rav Shita? L'Rav, L'Chur, according to Rav, Rav already made a Diyuk before that in the Pasuk V'lokach HaLos HaKohen was the Miyat HaMiyat to say that B'Shas Kabbalos Adam, you do not need the Kohen Gadol. It's kosher even with a regular Kohen. So why does the Pasuk have to say in Pasuk Vav, V'lokach HaKohen? It just should have said, V'lokach Eis Eris. Like we're talking about a regular Kohen. According to Rav, B'Shas Kabbalos Adam, you don't need the Kohen Gadol. It's enough a regular Kohen. So Pshita, to take the eighth Eris and Pasuk Vav is also enough just to have a regular Kohen. Why does the Pasuk have to say, V'lokach HaKohen? So Rav says, L'Rav Itrich. According to Rav, no, I need this Pasuk Vav. V'alsalka, Daita Chamin, I would have thought, Kivun, the Lav, Gufa, the Paran Inum, since taking this eighth Eris, the wood, cedar wood, and the Ezev, and the Shni Salas, the red piece of wool, and you have to throw it into the paraduma now, scrape this paraduma, it's not part of the par itself. It's not a chilik of the animal itself. It's not the paro. It's loli boy kain. I would have thought you don't need a kain altogether. Hey, it's true. According to Rav, to make the Kabbalah Saddam, any kain is kosher. Love that for the kain godom. But b'shas the Kabbalah Saddam, there I understand why I need a kain, because Kabbalah is not void in the paraduma. Mashenke and taking the eighth eras, I would have thought anybody could do it. Even a Zar, even a Yisrael could do it. It's Kamash Malon. Therefore, the Pasuk got to say no, even for this Inyan of taking the eighth eras and the Ezer and the Shni Salas, also it has to dafka be with a Kohen. Lav dafka Kohen Godom, but at Kol point you need a Kohen. The Kohen Hegyit has to do this. Shrashi Blokach HaKohen eighth eras of Shmuel, Tiyama Kabola Bihazo Bielozze Heve. According to Shmuel, it's very good. Shmuel says the Kabbalah Saddam has to be with a Kohen Gadol. So now the Pasuk got to say to take the eight Eris and to throw it into the fire, it's not for the regular Kohen. This Mashma is Moitzi from what is Mashma before. As before it was Mashmi Dafka Kohen Gadol. Now it's saying, no, it's good a regular Kohen. V'chein kol hani di arminan. Like we say now everything also. One pasuk is moitzi from the pasuk before. Ularav de marshe kabbekabola b'kohen hedyit hevi hai mashma memela. According to Rav, that pasuk dalid is saying even a kohen hedyit could do it. So the churah pshita in pasuk vav also a kohen hedyit could do it. Like what's the chiddush? That's called ularav de marshe kabola b'kohen hedyit hevi hai mashma memela. Memela means I know it. It treats us like that. I know it. It's not saying different from the pasuk before, like Shita. The Yitzchak, and that the Gemara says, why do I need pasuk vav for according to Rav? Why do I have to tell me you need a kohen? Shita, like it's enough for a kohen, you don't need a kohen gadol. So the Chiddush was, the Gemara says, I would have thought you don't even need a kohen altogether. Maybe even a zaras kosher. Kamash malon, I call upon him and need a kohen. That's why I need pasuk vav. But according to Rav, it's very good. Pasuk Dalet is saying a kohen can make the Kabbalah Saddam. And Nuwadin, Pasuk Vav is saying a regular kohen can take the eighth Eres, the eighth of Shni Salas, and throw it, Pateach Sreifa Tzapora. But then the Pasuk says, Pasuk Zayin, V'chibeis Begodav HaKohen. It says what? That the kohen afterwards has to wash his Begodim. And then the Pasuk says, V'rochat Pasar B'mayim. It's a Yud, B'midbo Yutes, Pasuk Zayin. Look inside us if you want to. Yeah. Now the chibes begodim hakohen. Afterwards, the kohen that burnt the paraduma has to wash his begodim, and also he has to go to the mikvah. The post says v'yachal yovel lomach never tomi hakohen adorim, and the kohen now is tomi until the night time. So dashin v'chibes begodim hakohen. What does that to say hakohen? For pshita it means the kohen is the kihuna. It means when he's a kohen. That means when he's wearing the big dekuna. So drashi hakohen bekuna. Hi koyin kroy yiseru. Here that the Pasuk says v'chibes begodav hakoyin, like it's an extra word hakoyin, like pshita. So I have a mechta vela v'chibes begodav. Should have just said you have to wash your clothing, like pshita. We're talking about the koyin that burnt the pora. V'no yedana toho diyari bo dei koy. The whoever the Pasuk is talking about before the koyin burning it, we're going down to his tummy. El lemisma koyin abgodav. Is a smichas the koyin has to do with the begodim. When the Kohen burns the paraduma, he has to be wearing his big dekuna. he can't get away with stam wearing big dechirl. He would have to wear the big dechuna. That's why the pasuk says v'chi beis begodav hakoyin mashma, the koyin that you need has to be wearing his begodim. Right, then the pasuk says v'tomei. V'tomei hakoyin adarif. V'tomei hakoyin adarif is koyin b'kihunai l'doiris. They tell us what, that l'doiris also need a koyin. Trashi v'tomei hakoyin adarif l'lamei da'poro shenasas l'doiris shatricha big dekuna. The ruadin l'doiris, from then on, any time they bring a poraduma, the avoid has to be done dafku with big dekuna. The Gemara says, ho nicho l'man diyoma l'doiris b'koyin head yit shaper. But the man diyoma, it says what? That it, like Rab that said you need a kohen gadol by the paraduma, that was only by the first paraduma. But ledoyrois, it's enough to have a kohen hedyot shapir. Then I need a chiddush to tell me what he has to be wearing his begodim though. Shrash yonich leman diyom liyel ledoyrois for kohen hedyot. Vulei gom achukim yom mekipurim, that you don't say you need a kohen gadol ledoyrois for the future of paradumas. And then it's very good. Itzruach lemichtav, it has to teach us here that koyin hochel lamed al shodoris shatiyas of a big dekuna. It has to teach us that even though for the future generations you don't need a koyin gadol, it's enough for koyin hedyit. So I would have thought maybe big dekhol is also enough. Kamash will not know. But Tomei HaKoyin is only a koyin when he wears his begodim. That the koyin has to wear his big day koyin hedyit. He has to wear his begodim. Then that's the chiddush here. But elu leman diyoma lederus b'koyin gadol. For the man diyoma we had before, that according to Rav Shita, that lederus you need a koyin gadol to make the shkita by the paraduma. The koyin gadol has to do the paraduma. So b'zoy hash the koyin gadol binon. Maduch, you can't get away with the regular koyin. You davka need a koyin gadol. Dikihune mi boy, I need a chiddush to tell me he has to wear his begodim. Like Shita, he has to wear his begodim. That there's no mile of a koyin gadol unless he's wearing his begodim. So what do I need a pasuk for to tell me? For Tomei HaKoyin Adorev, to tell me this chiddush that a koyin is only called a koyin with his begodim. If you tell me you need a koyin gadol, like Pshit, you need the big dekuna. Like if not for the big dekuna, he's not a koyin gadol. So Mursa Zayin Echanami in the more in Larsa Gadol Meidim Kuna Miboyi in the more in Milsa Diyasi Bekal V'Choyim Atarav V'Kosav L'Kruah. Certain times you have to say like this, even though we would have known this with a Kal V'Choyim. Still, the pasuk tells us this. In other words, the pasuk is telling us that even though we need a kohen gadol, you should know it's only kosher if he wears his special 8 begodim. If he doesn't wear a special begodim, the paradum is not his pasuk. Right, then the pasuk test says, V'osaf ish tor eif eifer hapora v'heniach. That you have to have a Torah digger person gather together the ashes of the paraduma, then yach mechus lamachna, he puts it outside the chus lamachna mokem tor. So the Mordashins ish, it says we all have ish. Ish is lahach shiret hazar. That you hear, it doesn't say the word koyin. It's enough for man. Habi is an ish. It's kosher, even though he's a zar. Tor. What is the pasuk have to say? We all have ish tor. What's the chiddush of tor? Is lahach shiret isha. That even an isha is also kosher to make the astifa of the eifer paraduma. After they burnt the paraduma, stam to gather together the ishes, it's kosher even with an isha. So Rashi ish lahach shirazar mishum liel minei ari b'koyin. Before we're talking about dafka the koyin that says v'asoyer poisti chabes v'god v'mayim or v'chibes v'god of hakoyin, like we said before, is always talking about the koyin. Is k'siv hocha ish. Therefore, here's the first time it says the word ish that esazar lahach shirazar. Even a regular yiskrol is also kosher. The cost of the osef a sefer apori aviamino koyin liyamina yari for koyin ksiv hochish. This I would have without the word ish. I would have thought like before it's koyin. Therefore, it says the word ish to tell me no. Even a zar is also kosher to collect the ashes of the paraduma. Then it says the word tor is laachshir esisha. Di lamute tomi to tell me the tomi no pshita the chatas kai rachmona. His the paraduma has a shame chatas on it. So since it has a shame chattis on it, pshita it's possible with a tomedic person. So why does the pasuk have to say tor? You have to be tor. It's another chiddush that even an isha is kosher to collect the ashes of the paraduma. Vayte v'niach, then the pasuk says v'niach mechutz lamachna, take the ashes and put it down outside. Is v'dashin mi sheyesh boi das laniach. It's a maitza hanocha. You have to have das. You have to be a gadol that can put down the ashes. Yotzu cheresh shoyte v'kotin. A deaf person, a shaita, and a cotton, shein behen das, they don't have das laniach, it's possible. They can't put down the paradum, the ephra, the ashes of the paradum. Well, it says Tanan Hossi. We learned over there like this. Ha'akil k'sherim l'kaddish. Everybody is kosher to make the kiddush by the paraduma. Now, the kiddush means when you pour the ashes into the water. Drashi l'kaddish, lo seis mayim aloifer, the kli cheres. So you have the ashes, first you put the ashes into a kli cheres, and then you pour the mayim chayim into the kli, into the afer paraduma. That's called kiddush. So everybody is kosher to make this kiddush, to pour the water into the ashes. Ha'akil k'sherim l'kaddish chutz, mi'cheres shaita b'kotin. A cheres shaita b'kotin, they don't have das. A deaf or dumb person, a shaita or a kotin, they don't have das, they can't do it. Rabbi Yehuda machshev a kotin. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know a kotin, even though he doesn't have das, still he's kosher to make the kiddush for the paraduma. Abo poisel b'isha. But he holds an isha is possible. We'll soon see why. An isha can't make the kiddush of the paraduma. She can't pour the water into the ashes. Over yandrugnis, that's a suffic ish, a suffic isha, because maybe he's an isha, therefore also we can't make the kiddush. That's the Yehuda shita. But a kotin of Yehuda holds his kosher to make the kiddush, only an isha is possible. The verse says, my time with Rabbonin. What's the time with Rabbonin swore to say the what? That an ish is kosher, only a chereshet v'kotin is possible. The Yisir, the Pasuk says, v'lokhu letomei me'efa sreifa sachadis. This Pasuk Yudzayin. V'lokhu letomei me'efa sreifa sachadis v'nosan ol of mayim chayim el keli. That you should take, for the tomatic person, from the ashes of the poor. So v'lokhu letomei me'afar yisreifa sachadis. Is hanech debsili l'chob yasifa. The same ones that are apostle that can't make the yasifa, can't collect together the ashes, is pasul l'chob kiddush. They have the same sulam. Those people can't make the kiddush. They can't pour the water into the ashes. Abavahanech the ashri l'chob yasifa. But the same ones that we were marching before, the shas yasifa, like before we dash in the pasuk says tor, l'rabbis says to isha, that an isha is kosher to make the yasifa. So an isha could make the yasifa, she could gather the ashes together. Who are then she's kosher to put the water into the ashes? Is ach l'chob kiddush. They're also kosher to make the kiddush. Now before we dash in by the sreifa, by collecting the ashes, the pasuk says v'niach. You have to have das to put it down. Lafuke cotton cheres straight to the cotton. Here's who adin b'shas kiddush also. So the rabbanin sheet there is a heckish like for lokul atam miyachas sreifas achatis, that the same people that can make the asifa gather together the ashes, those are the same people that can make the kiddush. So just like an isha was kosher before from the word lator to make the asifa to gather the ashes, who adin she's kosher to make the kiddush to pour the water into the ashes, and a cheres straight to the cotton is possible both places. So Drashi v'lochu latomei bosa v'yosev ishtor. After the pasuk says an ishtor should gather together the ashes of the paraduma, uksiv zuhi avoida shachar asifum. This is the next avoida that's done after they gather the ashes together. Uksiv, the pasuk says v'lochu oisum. It means hanemorim biyasifu zav isha v'loy chereshet v'kotin. The drush we had before, the same people that could do the asifa, which was a zar or also an isha, who then can make the kiddush also, and not a chereshet v'kotim. So it's good the rabbanan shita. But Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda? He says just the opposite. He says that b'shas kiddush, he holds that an isha is posel, mashenken a kotim is kosher. What's Rabbi Yehuda shita? Rabbi Yehuda came leima kruv v'lokach. Why does posel Yudzayin say v'lokhu? They should take lashon rabbim. Let it just say v'lokach. My v'loku, why does it say Lashon Rabbim v'loku? The afilu kotin, the pasul l'chosam hocha kosher. To tell you, even somebody that was posel over there to make the asifa, to gather the ashes together, you should know here, b'shas kiddush, pouring the water into the kli that has the ashes, is kosher with the kotin. Trashiim came, hoya adli koi, name of v'loka. Let it just say you should take now the ashes. To hogabi asifa v'loshin yochik kasvei. Sakam Mavir, it says Lashon Rabbim v'lochu. Halamai, it's coming to include something else, another person. A kotin that was posel to make the asifa, he's allowed to make the kiddush. So therefore, we include a kotin also. Of the isha minole, but how does Rabbi Yehuda know to say that an isha is posel to make the kiddush? Because the posel says v'nosan, v'loi v'nosno. The posel says v'lochu latome me'afa sreifa tachatis, v'nosan olav mayim chayim el keli. That you pour on top of the ashes, the mayim chayim el keli. So it says, Lashon v'nosan. So we dash in Venosa, Loshin Zohar, for Loi Venosa, not Anisha. Anisha is not allowed to pour the water into the Efer of the Paraduma. Shrashi Ishim in Olei, Vechena Drugnis, Mishum Sofik Isha. Drugnis is also possible because he's a Sofik Isha. So the Mora now, so that's Rav Yudah Shita. For the Mora of Rabbonin, it's a good taina. How could Rabbonin argue and say Anisha is kosher to make the Kiddush? I, the apostle says Venosa and Loshin Zohar. Rabbonin, ikos the rachamon of velokach venosin. Before, just would have said the word velokach and venosin. Both the loshin yochid havamin. I would have thought adishok chad v'yoyiv chad. I would have thought the same person that makes the asifa, that gathers the ashes together, he's the one that has to pour the water into the kli also. You can't have two people. Therefore, kos the rachamon of velokhu. Therefore, the apostle says no velokhu could be somebody else. You don't need the same person that collected the ashes. You can have somebody else make the kiddush, pour the water into the clear that has the ashes. Now, because the rachamon and belochu benosnu, who would have said both belosh and rabim belochu and benosnu have a mean? I would have thought ad the shakli tray for yoy v'tray. I would have thought you mamish need two people b'shas maisa. You need two people to make the lakicha, to make the asifa, and you need two people to make the kiddush. His cost of Rachmon and Belochu ben Osan, the teachers know, the Afilu Shakli Trey, Vyoyichad, that no, you could have even two people made the Asifa, so what? You could have just one person make the Lekicha, make the Kiddush. In other words, you don't badafka need two people. It's enough to have one. That's why the Rabbonin say it says Loshin ben Osan. Ben Osan is not a diak to say a Loshin Zohar and not a Nekeva. Havadu and Isha is also kosher. It's just tell me the Kiddush, you don't need two people, it's enough one person. Trashi Rabbonin Amiloch Liyoy Lamad Liyel Koi V'odun Loi Kiosa V'lokach Loshin Yochid Di Kosa V'lokach V'nos Nadamina Adishok Echad Miyochon V'uatzma Yitnenu Alamayim Kosa V'lokach Dafilu Shakli Trey. You could have two people making the Asifa, and by the way, only one person can make the Nesina. It's not totally Zebizeh. Right. Then the Pasuk says V'lokach Eizoy V'tova B'mayim. You have to share the Pasuk Yudches V'lokach Eizoy. They take the Eizoy V'tova B'mayim, they put it into the water. Ishtor, v'hiza al oil, v'akol ha'kelim v'al nefoshes and hoyushon. That with the ezov that was dipped into the water, they spritz it on the oil and the kelim and on the nefesh that wants to become tummy now. Yevelokach ezov v'tov v'mayim. Ishtor. It says you have to be a toradika person. Is l'rabonon ish v'lo yisha. According to the Rabbanan that said what, an Isha was kosher to make the Kiddush, the telling us a Diyak, here, to put the Ezoiv into the Mayim, it's only a man, and not an Isha. That's what the Torah says, Ish. V'lokach Ezoiv, the Tovah of Mayim, Ishtor, the word Ish is extra, the teachers here, you can't have an Isha. Putting the Ezoiv into the water for that, by the Tatira of the Mechat, is a Davkan Ish, and not an Isha. Tor, what is the apostle say the word Tor for? La'achshar es ha-kotin. They say even a cotton is also kosher. A cotton can put the Ezov into the Mayim and spritz it on the Torah. Rashi says, Rabbonin, the Yamri HaKiddush, HaKiddush Nase B'Yoyson, Shel Asifo, that the Kiddush is kosher with the same people that can make the Asifo. Ova Asifo, Ksiv Ish Tor, Dainu Zavi Isha, that even an Isha could make the Kiddush and the Asifo, gathering the ashes and putting the water into it, is Akorkoch Ish. Tor, why does the Pasuk here, B'shach the Ezov, say the word Ishtor? Doch alav liachshur izav yisha, ulemirsakotin, v'levi mashma v'melo. The Yimkein, if that was the Pshat, lishtakru aminei, the Pasuk should have kept quiet here. V'nichta v'lokach Ezov, v'tov v'mayim, shosh should have stopped say, those people that were oisik in gathering the ashes and putting the water, those people now should take the Ezov and put it into the water. Why does the apostle say again here, Ishtor? The teacher said, Nudiyik. Ish is v'loy isha. Anish, even though she's kosher before for the asif and the kiddush, here for putting the ezoid, she's posel. And yeva mashma ze moitzim yad mashma. Now this is a case of mashma moitzim yad mashma. That this posel is going to make a different what the posel said before. But that's how we started out here. That all these parshas by Paul Raduma, one pasuk is mashma faket from the pasuk before. The pasuk before is mashma nisha is kosher, azar is kosher, and a cotton is pasul. Now we say no, that b'shas putting the ezoid into the mayim, just the opposite. A nisha is pasul, and a cotton is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda, what does it do with this word? Ish v'loy katan. Rabbi Yehuda that said that b'shas the kiddush a katan was kosher. So he holds now, no, it's possible saying ish v'loy katan. And Torah la'achser as isha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, an isha was possible to make the kiddush. Now the pasuk is saying fakert. Torah is saying by putting in the ezav into the mechatis and to spritz it on the top, on the people, that's kosher even b'isha. Mamish just the opposite of the rabbanon. For the mamish, we have a kasha now. We have a look like this: hakol ksherim lahavlis. Everybody is kosher to make this hazor to put the ezav into the mechatis and spritz it on the tummy. Chutz mitumtis v'adrugnis v'isha. The katan sheyesh b'das. Isha is possible to make this hazor. She can't put the yezav into the mayim. Who would then a tumtum and an adrugnus? These are sophic if they're a man or they're an isha. Or adrugnus have both simonim. He also has a sophic. So since maybe he has a din of an isha, therefore he's possible to make the hazor. Now the cotton sheesh by das. What about a cotton that has das? Is isha masayosai. An isha could help him along. Umazer. Now, even though an isha can't do it by himself, but if you have a cotton is kosher, and the isha is allowed to help him along, because Masayaya ain't by mamish. It's considered like the cotton is doing it, not the isha. But I call upon him at the stira. Here it says, Kloa kok sherim, evaita, veloi polo Reb Yehuda. And it doesn't say Reb Yehuda argues on this braisa. So, Bezoya it's a stira. Before, Reb Yehuda just got from his saying, ish veloi cotton, tor lahakshir as isha. Reb Yehuda is what an isha is kosher to make the hazor. And here the Brisa Stam says, Hakol Ksherim Lahazois, everybody is kosher, mashm even a cotton, chutz from an isha is possible. So it's not like Reb Yehuda, who just got for the saying, according to Reb Yehuda, isha is v'loi cotton, a cotton is possible, and Torah la'achshir is isha. So chutz is tira. Here the Brisa says, not like that. So and Reb Yehuda doesn't argue on this Brisa. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Abaya, Tivon Diyamamar, since we already said before, Mashma, Moitzi Miyad Mashma, that we said these psukim in the Pasha Paraduma. One posik is command saying the opposite of the posik before. Like we just asked in the current Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds that B'shas the Kiddush on Isha's posik. Therefore, here now, B'shas Hazor, the reason why the Torah says the word Torah, to tell me an Isha could do it. That here the posik is saying just the opposite of what the posik said before. That's called Mashma Moitzi Miyad Mashma. One posik says just the opposite like the posik before. I mean, there's no spirit. Just the two different dinim here. B'shas the kiddush of the mechat is to pour the water into the yeshes. Anisha is posel, according to Reb Yehuda. Ma'ashenka, the next avoida of putting the ezoiv into the mayim and making a hazor on the tameh, that's kosher for Anisha. So since we already said this cloud, that one posik says different than the posik before, but true, Omashma Mela, but there are some psukim that do fit one after another that say the same thing. The Mela Polig. It's as if to say Reb Yehuda does argue. Because even though there's no, Reb Yehuda didn't say the Farish, he argues in the Brisum, but since we already said this cloud, that these psukim, one posuk is saying different than the posuk before, so Bechlag, we're just asking, since according to Reb Yehuda, an Isha is possible to make the Kiddush, who I did now in the next posuk says, Velokach Ezov, the top of a mayim ish tor, the word ish is telling me even a katan, and the word in tor is telling me even an isha. So that's fakert. Fakert ish is ish and not a fakert. Ish is dafka man and not a katan, and tor is even an isha. So Rabbi Yehuda the kitzah argues on this last brisa. That's what the brisa says. Everybody holds an isha is possible. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues on that brisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds an isha is kosher to make the hazor. Trashi kivin the yomar. Since according to Yehuda can't be the same halacha, it has to be this pasuk is saying different than the psukim before. So as if to say clearly, Rabbi Yehuda argues and Yehuda holds that an isha is kosher for the hazor. Right, so the pasuk says v'hiza hator alatomi. That now what a Torah digger person is the one that should spritz pasuk yutes v'hiza hator alatomi. He should make the hazor. He should spritz the mechatis on the tomadika person. Is a diyik tohor michlal shutomi. That it says the person that spritzes the mechatis, he's tor. Tor is a chiddush michlal shutomi. It's the mashma that he's tomi. What do you mean he's tomi? In other words, he's still a little bit tomi. He's tor, but not tor legamri. So what's the chiddush that we always have before? Is michlal shutomi is limo to teach us al tfu yoyim shekoshim aporim. That a tfu yoyim means somebody that touched a sheris today. So he became Tommy, and he went to the mikvah. So he went to the mikvah, he's called the Tzvu Yoim. He's Torah for certain halachis, but he's Tommy for certain halachis. For a paraduma, he's Torah. That's called the person that could shecht the paraduma, or could do the avoidis by the paraduma, even the Tzvu Yoim. Shrashi v'hizar ha-tor, hai tor yiseru, it's an extra word, tor.
Is the cloud to come in? The ocean, the cloud to come in.